Welcome to the Sinister Sisters podcast. I'm Lauren.
I'm Felicia.
We're best friends.
And happy Halloween. Can I tell you something funny? I just remember this. Travis said to me, he's like, yeah, I found this thing on my computer. And I was like, why do I have an MP3 saved that's only like 4 seconds long? And he said he clicked on it and it's just us going, spooky.
I don't
think we actually use anymore, but I think it's very funny.
I have to know. I sometimes do. When we have two topics, I put it in between.
Oh, there you go then. Yeah. So just
it
not this
one. It still exists. Yeah.
It's funny. But yeah.
I love it. Well, I was going to say, I was about to be like, do I even know what future Lauren is doing on Halloween? But I actually don't think I do yet.
So I don't know. I know because, okay, yeah. So we're filming this in
Monday.
Advance. Sorry. Yeah, I'm not sure. I know I'm going to a Halloween party on the Saturday. And then I might go to karaoke on Monday.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. Oh, did I tell you what I'm doing for my students?
Yes. I don't know if you said it on the podcast or not.
I'm not sure. But yeah, I'm making them all treat bags. And then they get to choose which movie we watch. They're going to vote the day before. And then they're going to come to my class and watch 45 minutes of whatever movie and eat their little candy. And then off they go.
I love it so much. That is the best gift as a teacher. Just
yeah.
A movie
I'm like,
day.
If you're going to make me be in school on my favorite holiday, yeah, we're not doing work. We're eating candy.
I know.
We're watching movies.
I think that's right. I was debating taking the day off too. I was is it worth it? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I'm sure we had I think we have a bunch of stuff planned that weekend, but I don't know what we're doing on Halloween.
Yeah. TBD. Maybe a movie marathon. That's always a good one.
I love it. I love that. I do have a couple recommendations to
I'm sure
because
I have nothing. Go ahead.
It's okay. You might have things to add to mine, actually, because both of mine are like old things.
Perfect.
But I saw Scream 2 at the movie theater.
Which
is just
fun.
So fun. I mean, I guess it was happening in New York, but this concept of going to see a movie that I've already seen in a movie theater is a very new thing for me. I don't know if it's something that you do.
I only did it one time, and it was to go to a midnight screening of Suspiria, and of course I passed out 20 minutes in because it was at midnight, and I go to
bed
early.
Did you think it was? Yeah.
And so, I would – but that does sound exciting to see – like something that you wouldn't have got to see in theaters on a big screen.
Exactly.
Like that seems really cool.
Yeah, exactly. And so like I obviously love Scream 2, but had never really seen it on the screen. And all I wanted to say, I mean, it's such a good sequel. I think there's so many things that they do so well. I love the opening with Jada Pinkett Smith is so good.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah.
And just like so meta that it like starts at a movie theater, like talking about how big –
saw Scream 2 before I ever saw the first Scream.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I think I saw Scream 2 like randomly in my childhood, like at a sleepover or something. Because that scene, that opening sequence is like so burned into my brain.
It's so good. Yeah. But I was going to say all I wanted to say is that the fact that they're trying to make this new Scream movie without Neve Campbell is just not
just
okay.
Give her the money. Just give her the money.
I think they should have started a GoFundMe and I'll pay her salary.
I'll pay it.
How much could it have been? Can we crowdfund that?
It feels ridiculous to me because that's why we all went for this last one.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's why we had faith in it in the first place was like, if she's doing it, then it's probably going to be good. It's like, okay, now she's not going to come back. It's like, okay, that makes us feel not good. Like,
right. And they didn't give her like... a send-off. Like, I feel like they've...
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's like there's actually, I feel like, not any other of those movies where, like, yeah, like, Jamie Lee Curtis isn't in every Halloween, but it's like, I don't know. I get, and, like, Friday the 13th, there's really nobody like this. So it's just, like, she's never not been in a Scream movie. Like, what...
Yeah.
You're just going to be like, oh, Sydney couldn't make it.
It feels wrong.
I agree.
Yeah. What was your other one?
And then we also, this was so much fun on like a day last week. Oh, because it was Columbus Day or no, Indigenous People Day.
Right. That's right. Good correction. I like it.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Willow had off school. So the day that she had off school, we watched several Are You Afraid of the Dark episodes of like the classic Are You Afraid of the Dark?
What did you think?
It was really fun. I love it always. Okay, I've done like a couple rewatches. So I made her watch my favorite episode, which is the girl turning into the doll episode. I feel like talked to you about it before. Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
And then we also watched James's favorite, which is like this like hitchhiker episode that I was like, I'm not even sure that I saw, where they like go to this like weird little like troll where they have to answer riddles.
Sure if I remember that one.
It's just such a good show, and it's so 90s that like the outfits are so good.
Oh yeah, that's great. That's the best.
I love that it's like anthology style. I don't know. I haven't watched any of the new ones, so I probably should give it a try at some point, but the classic is just
And it's nice they're where are they streaming?
They're for free somewhere.
I just saw – I can't remember it right now for some reason.
I know. It's like a weird – it's like Tubi or something like that.
Yeah. I watched a couple episodes in the last year just for funsies. But, that's great.
Oh, it's on – well, no. It's on Nick Hits, which is apparently a Prime Video channel. But it's also on Paramount Plus. I think
that's what I was thinking, because I was like, I'm pretty sure Paramount Plus has the Nickelodeon stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
That's where I watch it.
Cool. That's great. I feel like I have no recommendations, honestly. Sorry to say.
That's okay.
On this Halloween episode. So that's just terrible to say. I wish I could think of something right now.
I feel like I was going to ask you. I feel like I normally
watch.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay. I have something. Okay. So I did start watching. So Angela Lansbury died. Oh. That's very sad. But 2 days before that, or a few days before that, I had just purchased a VHS copy of The Company of Wolves, which has her in it as like this grandma telling a story. She's like very much like the grandma in Little Red Riding Hood. And it's really good. So I got through like the first half and then I was tired and went to bed. So I got to finish it probably tonight. But it's actually awesome. It's like this 80s movie I'd never heard of.
What's it again? One more time. The Company of Wolves?
The Company of Wolves. Like even like some of the first sequences like start out with this girl like in a nightmare sequence where like all of her dolls or all of her toys are like her size and in the woods. But it's all like practically done with like it's very cool. The werewolf transformation, like, yes, at times it's cheesy, but it's really fun, very 80s. And I was like, I've never heard of this. So that was good. That was really good.
I love that.
Yeah.
I just thought of another one that maybe you also saw. I just watched the new Hellraiser too. Did you see it?
Oh, I didn't, because I wanted to rewatch the first two, because I never really know that franchise very well.
Yeah, like, me either.
Yeah. So I was like, I feel like I'm not going to know what's going on. Did you feel that way, or did you feel like?
I actually feel like I have never understood Hellraiser until I saw the remake.
Wow.
So hopefully that
is good. So this is a remake, not a sequel?
A remake, I think.
It's okay. I don't care.
Wow.
Okay.
They never reference any of the characters from Hellraiser. I like, for some reason, the like pain pleasure stuff like really grosses me out, or I don't know. I don't really like it. But in this, it felt very much, it's really not like a blurry line, I guess. It's like much more like, oh, they're just interested in torture.
Right. I see. Yeah,
the Cenobites are just like bad, bad guys.
Just evil. Yeah.
Yeah. But love Jamie Clayton. And there, it seems like there's a lot of like, I don't really know, but it feels like there's a lot of practical, which is also really awesome. Cool. And why I thought of it when you were talking about that movie.
That's awesome. No, I definitely want to check that one out. Yeah, that's awesome.
Amazing. Shall we do dive some questions?
In? This is our Q&A episode for Halloween.
Thank you all for sending in questions. It was really fun to see what people asked. Should I start with my own question?
Oh, you have one? Yes.
I was like, is that bad to start with my,
my
question first? I was just curious. We've never really talked about, like, when you were younger, did you have any, like, were you, like, ever actually scared of a haunted house?
Do you mean a theatrical haunted house or a literal haunted house?
I meant a theatrical one.
Oh.
Like, did your school ever do one or like anything
okay,
like that?
Okay, so I got really – so one time I went to a scary farm type deal where it was kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And I was probably – trying to think. My friend group at the time, I was probably 13 or 14. And I will say that was one of those events that – I'm not sure anybody that was wearing a costume had been trained in any way.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Those are scary.
Right. And we're chasing with chainsaws and all that kind of stuff and just chasing me around. And though it was fun, there was times where I was like, is this dangerous? And so I was scared in that way. But I also don't know if it's because I was young that I didn't realize they had boundaries or I was like, unclear.
Or they didn't have boundaries.
And they also had this thing where you could climb up this what looked like almost like a telephone pole with a platform on it. And you were on a harness. Okay. And then you would jump from that to catch this rope thing and hang. And then they'd let you back down. But it was kind of far. So you had to jump really far and you're really high up. But the harness was just a pulley system with someone holding you on the other end of it.
Oh my God.
Did I do it? Yes. Also, when I got up there, the telephone pole that had been shoved in the ground was just shaking back and forth. Did I do it? Of course I did.
Because you're invincible at 13.
Yeah, I had no idea death was an option. So that's mine, I guess. What about you?
I mean,
you?
I still think about you jumping up on that picnic table when Travis was like, be careful.
Oh, yeah. No, I love a dangerous act.
I was just thinking back because we did have one in my elementary school that I still think about all the time where it was like, you know, looking back, not so scary. It had the like, put your hand in here and it's peeled eyeballs and put your hand or, you know, not peeled eyeballs. It's eyeballs, but it's actually peeled grapes was what I meant to say. Yeah. this is brains and it's just like some gross spaghetti, like all of that. But it was fun because, like, our teachers were in it, if my memory serves.
Oh, that's so fun.
So, like, you'd be walking along and you'd be like, oh, my God, that's, like, my third grade teacher dressed as a werewolf. Like, it was so fun. So that's one of my fonder ones. And then we did do a string of haunted houses at my church that my dad worked on. So, of course, they were amazing.
But oh, yeah. You know
what?
I was always
scared to go through.
This question really has, like, this was such a good question, Lauren. It, like, shocked my memory also. Into this amazing haunted house that we had like outside of our neighborhood. And it was at this place called the Landon House and it was freaking well done. It was a whole walkthrough of this entire house.
Wow.
It was amazing. I everything was incredible. It was the best thing I've ever seen in my life. But I forgot about it until just this moment. And also the fact that the Landon House is actually a haunted house.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so now I got to do that for an episode. So I'm very excited right now. I'm freaking out. How could I forget?
How could you forget?
Best haunted house of my youth was definitely that place, for sure.
That's so cool. Do they do a different theme every year, or like was it pretty similar?
It was kind of similar, but it's like each room kind of had a different theme. Or it was like you walk through one room and there's all these like people just eating body parts off of a feast of body parts. There was, of course, the classic chainsaw running. And then there was one that I really liked where it's like when you came out of the house you stepped on this patch of something that felt like you stepped on a body but like a little squishy, and that's how you like got out. It was, and I was like, what is that? They're like, it's a body.
Love it. It's a body. I love that. I hope eventually in my life is like, yeah, I hope I have a house that I can have a haunted house, because that's
oh my
dream.
God, yeah. Or at least, like, participate in a fabulous community haunted house.
Yes! Yeah, wait, maybe I should just get involved. Although, like,
I
actually...
You also sort of did, but it wasn't haunted, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know that I would be able to actually be a performer in a haunted house, because I think it would get really annoying. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think I could do it. Or, I could be, like, maybe, like, a tour guide, where I could switch it up every time.
Switch it up.
I think about those poor Universal people where they had to step on the button that made the same sound effect all night.
Oh, for sure. I see what you're saying.
Could not do it.
Yeah. Good question.
Well, thank you. I should switch to actual fan questions now.
Yours was the best though, Lauren.
Well, maybe in our continuing talk about haunted houses, my friend Rachel Nadler said haunted house ranking, which I don't know if she wants us to do like universal, but is there anything that's like stood out to you as like the best haunted house? I don't know if that's I think some of the ones at Universal were pretty amazing. I still think about the year that we went, I think was my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, the year we went, the standout ones I remember was the Killer Clowns from Outer Space was really awesome.
Just so good.
The Ghostbusters was really good. Mm-hmm. And the Stranger Things. Those are the ones that, like, I remember the most, I feel.
Yes. And there was – I'm trying to remember. Wasn't there, like, a sea creature one where we had to, like, go – like, the – do you remember it was the floor, like, a little uneven and there were, like, portholes on either side? Was that with you?
Oh, I don't think that – maybe that was a different year.
Because I just said that to Matthew and he said that wasn't the year that he went either.
I remember, like, our original material ones were –
There was a Universal Monsters. Oh, right. There was a Universal Monsters one, too.
Oh, Universal Monsters. Oh, there was, like, All the Dead Kids graveyard one. Oh, yeah.
I didn't love the All the Dead Kids one.
Yeah. I actually thought that one was okay.
It's been a while, I guess.
Yeah. But they are good. It's funny, like, I feel like my best haunted house experiences, like most impressive are definitely Universal for sure. But when I'm thinking about like my best haunted house experiences, I think they were when I was so young because it was so exciting. Like you're like a kid and you're with your friends and you're like holding on to each other for dear life. Like that's the experience. Like that's like the peak experience.
Totally. And that's the same way like I did a trip to King's Dominion when I was growing up where like we weren't even going for the haunted house like night thing. And I still, same thing. Like, I still think about how terrified we were being like, we can't go through, like, this haunted orchard. Oh, and then my favorite story to tell is, like, my adult brother. At one point, I went with my older brother to this, like, haunted house, like, outside of DC. And it was, like, a haunted orchard kind of feeling. But we chickened out. We didn't do the end of it because we were
You didn't, Lauren. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. I still
think about him because it was at the end of the park. So no one else was there. No one else was in the haunted house. So the performers were literally just following us. Like you would leave one spot and they would just walk with you because there was no one coming in after
that. There was no one coming.
So at some point there was these like two big inflatable tube things that you had to like squeeze through.
Oh, weird.
And there was this clown with a chainsaw like very slowly walking behind us. And my older brother like puts one hand through the thing. And then he, like, looks at me and he's like, you want to go first? And I was like, no, I'm not going first. And so then he, like, puts one more hand through it. And then he was like, nope, we're not doing this. And he left through, like, a different exit.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. He can never live that down. Which if you know him,
like, he is so serious. Like, he is not, like, I don't know. Like, it was just.
You wouldn't expect on the middle of it.
No, he's so tough. Like, just very funny. Oh,
that's so funny. That's great.
Okay.
Okay. Our next question here comes from Miss Laura Wade, and that is favorite Halloween costume ever?
Oh, yes. I actually think I might pull her out for James's convention this weekend, but I'll always love Catwoman. It's just
That was one. That's one of my favorites you've ever done, for sure.
It's just my fave. It's like, it makes me feel so good about my body, no matter what shape my body is in.
Yeah, you look amazing.
Thank you. And it's just like, it's like, I don't know, it makes me always feel like strong and good. And I like actually feel like it's like a pretty well done one. It's not the best.
Yeah, it's really good.
Other people have better ones, but I like it. What about you?
I totally agree. My favorites are probably my blind mag.
So good too.
Yeah. If I were to do that again, I would try to go for the contacts. But I couldn't do it at the time. If one day I get LASIK, I'll start adding contacts to my costumes.
Yes, having prescription figuring that fair. Out. No.
And then also my Jennifer's body. I was really proud of that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Though that one, I didn't even really get to wear it anywhere. I did wear it to a graveyard for a photo shoot. But I don't think because it was COVID, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good one.
COVID year.
And my Sweeney Todd was good too. You know what? Yeah, oh. I love all my costumes. I love them all.
You've done a lot of great ones. So
yeah, so have you. So have you.
Thank you.
Okay, what's your favorite Halloween tradition? This is from a series of James questions coming up.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
Thank you, James. We appreciate you very much.
My favorite Halloween tradition is eating candy. Does that count?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's – okay, so mine, like, is trick-or-treating. And so as an adult, mm-hmm. I desperately want to be handing out candy, but I live in an apartment building. So that's why I'm doing trick-or-treat bags for my kids, because I want – I want yes. to be the gifter of the candy. I want I to be the gifter of the candy.
That's true. That's honestly, that's all I want. I don't even really need to have a house that has a haunted house. Like, I just want to deck out a house and be giving out candy in an awesome costume.
I want
costume.
People to walk by my house and be like, whoa, this house is sick.
Yes. Yes. I completely agree.
That's there my was dream in life.
The first year that we went trick-or-treating with Willow, there was this woman that had this giant spider web set up.
Nice.
And then had candy, like, wrapped in the spider web. So you had to, like, pull fun. It out. And, like, she was, like, stirring a cauldron dressed as a witch. And I was like, that's what I want to be.
That's my dream. That's amazing.
She had a fog machine or a smoke machine, like, the whole thing.
Freaking killer. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. I love it.
That's it. Amazing. And then his other question, have you ever had anything actually spooky happen to you on Halloween?
Not that I can think of, but I also agree with the Buffy lore that all the real monsters go to bed on Halloween and they they stay the night in because they're busy the rest of the 364 days a year.
That, I think, is true. I was going to say, too, oh my gosh, I don't even think it was Halloween. Was it Halloween? The only creepy thing that's ever happened to me on Halloween, which now I'm thinking was maybe just a McKittrick party. There was one McKittrick party that I still don't know how we got home very well.
Oh, no, I know that. I remember that. I remember not remembering how we got home. That's bad. That was also
we lived
that
in
I
the
fell
same
down
place.
The stairs. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, to be clear, this was probably not a paranormal situation.
No.
But we did look great, and we did somehow make it to our beds, and I don't it's who's to say how.
Who's to say how? It's also one of those things where, like, I woke up and was like, ooh, Felicia, I'm sorry. Like, I probably was annoying, and then you were like, I don't remember.
If you were, it's hard to say. Oh, jeez.
And then we ordered bagels. That we took, right? Is that
no.
It was the Alice in Wonderland party.
Yeah,
right?
That's the one, for sure.
There's a video of us acting in that night that I'm like
acting
don't remember that don't
acting?
Remember that yes
oh, no.
Remember they had like a camera set up I don't know what I don't
oh,
know what's going on.
No I know what you're talking about now because then we there was that other girl that was also dressed the same thing as you
yes
and I was like you're better. I'm so crazy I'm sorry
no we have to do that for each other I think
yeah to hype each other up but yeah that was a fun night
that was
I wonder
fun
if
night.
They brought but- those parties back probably.
You have to go. There's one. I got an email.
You got an email?
There's a Halloween party this year.
Oh,
but I want to say it's on the 31st. You got to go.
Okay. Let's keep going. I'll look it up later. Let's see. Oh, okay. I'm going to let you read this one.
Oh, yeah. So this is James's question. James wants us to come up with an official designation for all of our diehard fans, including clearly himself with these three questions. But He said sinister siblings. I was thinking maybe, Felicia, we should do an Instagram vote or something.
That's
or like
a great idea.
Like we'll come up with like a couple like spooky names. It's basically like Murderinos for My Favorite Murder.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah.
Gotta
like,
be more podcasts.
And like my channel is
those.
Like weirdos. So it's like yes. what is our thing? What is our thing?
What's our thing?
If you have ideas, can you send us a DM on Instagram?
Yeah, actually, maybe that's what we should just start with asking people
yeah.
what they want to go
with. And then if
as.
We get a few, then we'll do a voting.
I love it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Amazing.
Okay, all right. So TBD.
Yes.
Okay.
So I can also do this one because this is James's friend, Brandon,
okay.
who I found out recently, I did not know he listens to the podcast. Aww. And then he was like telling me all about the stuff that he had listened to. And I thought it was so sweet.
That is so nice.
His girlfriend, Megan, listens to everyone and then apparently tells him which ones he should listen to, which I just love. I'm like,
That is very nice.
It's very nice.
How dare people be that nice to us?
I know. They also have two pugs that now Rufus is friends with. So honestly.
They're
delightful. One of their pugs' names is Pugsley, which you'll appreciate.
That's really, really good.
That's really good. So Brandon said, if you had to fight 100 duck-sized human skeletons or one elephant-sized duck skeleton, what do you do?
Absolutely elephant-sized duck.
Really?
Yes, because the idea of a bunch of small things on top of me makes me very upset. But the idea of one thing that I can then try to like get under and behind its legs and like get away from.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think you're right. 100.
I would never do the fear factor thing of like all the tiny bugs on you. Like, no. Ugh. No, thank you.
No, I agree. I think it's like, it's also my problem with like, I don't know, like centipedes. I'm like, why so many legs?
Why do you have so many?
I hate it. Yeah. I agree. I think it's one elephant-sized duck skeleton for sure. Then you could get a little rope around it.
Oh, yeah. That's
good. Trip it.
I also want to just say this, that I believe that New York City has the scariest centipedes. I don't even know what they're called, but they are alien-like. Long-legged centipedes, big. And they're really, really big, and they're really, really fast.
I have seen a couple in my time that I hope to never see again.
Yeah, it's bad. I haven't. I mean, now I'm knocking on wood. I'm scared now. Now I'm scared looking around my walls.
Yeah, crawl into your mouth.
No,
just kidding. I don't think they do that.
Hopefully not. Okay. Yeah. Solid.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, you could read this question. One too. Yeah, so Brandon has another one for us. Why do you think jump scares are both so loved and hated in the genre?
Which I know that he specifically asked because he hates jump scares.
Like, and he's really going to hate a specific episode of The Midnight Club.
I know. Well, I saw that it was like I think my friend Rachel texted me that it's like on some like Guinness.
Yeah, it is.
World record list of like
it's scares. Kind of. You'll see. It's kind of a bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think obviously people, or at least for me, because I would say like I am very reactive to them, but also kind of love them.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like I think I'm like exactly like I like scream all through haunted houses. Like I'm easily like,
you are the target like, audience.
I am the target audience. But I think like I like it because it's like the most alive feeling, you know?
Yes, adrenaline. Absolutely. Yeah. That's why it's fun. It's you get to be really scared and a sharp, quick thing that then typically makes you laugh after because it's like you realize you're okay after you have the physical reaction. Yeah.
Yes. And particularly like I think he actually hates these specifically. Like the ones where it's like in a horror movie, it'll like pan and it's just like someone like cleaning a dish really loud. Like those are my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you got me. The instant relief too of just like, oh, it wasn't something scary.
It wasn't scary. Yeah. And I think, I mean, some people hate them because they think they're like overused, which I understand that. Sure. Mm-hmm. But also like sometimes when things work, they work and I don't know.
Yeah. And I get too that it's like I could totally see the flip side of like this is so annoying. It wasn't like a unsettling, like developed, scary, creepy thing. It's just like a quick, easy thing. I totally get why people would hate them.
Yeah, sure. I don't remember the answer to this. Oh, maybe I do actually. Kyle asks, is there a story behind the bench y'all are sitting on in your show picture thumbnail thing?
Well, I think it's Sleepy Hollow, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I do love, though, our original photo shoot pictures. I love a lot because our friend Francesca did them and we, like, went to a graveyard and just, like,
beautiful.
Made a whole event out of it, which maybe we should do at some point again because that was so much fun.
Absolutely. Next time we're together, we should do another photo shoot.
We love photo shoots.
But Laura and I have done many a photo shoot together over the years.
Honestly, is it why we keep podcasting?
It's kidding. Possible. It's possible. But yeah. So we were on a friend's trip at Sleepy Hollow, and I think that was maybe our last day.
Yeah, right? I think so.
And we were going through a graveyard and snapping pics.
Needed
a photo.
I love it.
So, unclear what the bench was for, but
I know. I wish it was like a historic bench. Well, we have that, like, we have like an amazing picture that says like mother on it from the original graveyard.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. Okay. So D, who is a subscriber for my channel and an avid listener of the podcast, super, super awesome person. Which horror movie would you want to live in and which would you not?
I would say I'd like to live in none of them. No, I'm just kidding.
I would live in like something that was like a light, like not a horror movie, but maybe like a spooky something. Like I would live in the Addams Family or Beetlejuice or like something like that.
Halloween Town. I guess that doesn't count.
I would kill to live in Halloween Town. Absolutely. I wish. What would I not want to live in? Probably most of the other ones.
I know, right? Like I was trying to think of like even one that's like fun for a bit. And I still don't really – I'm like, I still don't really want to live in
– Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, Texas Chainsaw is to me, like, actually, I think my least – like, that would be absolutely that not.
Worst nightmare.
I think pretty much.
Not only are you going to die, but you're also – it's too hot out.
Oh, my gosh. Or The Hills Have Eyes.
Like, okay, no, that's the worst one. Never mind. That's
that
it.
Also.
That's
it. Hot. That's number one. Wouldn't want to live in it.
No, that's the worst one. Yeah, I could never.
Because even, like – I was thinking about, like, maybe, like, Crimson Peak would be fun. Like, something with, like, a little bit of, like, we could wear grand dresses at least.
That would be nice. Awesome big dresses. Wigs. I love that for us. Yeah. Candelabra.
Yeah. Exactly. Or maybe, like, a vampire or something if we were vampires.
Yeah. A little vampire something. I would live – what's a good vampire movie I would live in?
Interview with a Vampire?
Yeah, probably.
Would you?
I mean, I also not a horror movie, but I would also just really like to live in the Practical Magic House. But just a dream. Just a dream.
Yeah, what about The Craft? Can we live in The Craft and be witches?
Maybe. Is this an option? What are our options? Yeah.
Amazing. And then from Sam, is this one of your friends or a listener?
Yeah. Sam, is in an abandoned Brooklyn and a cool person.
I love. So if you
no
had
idea,
to haunt,
no idea if he listens or not.
Maybe just a friend.
Maybe. I'm not sure. It's possible.
If you had to haunt a place, what place would you haunt?
That's such like a good one.
I mean, I always joke about the Haunted Mansion at Disney. It would be so fun to be an actual ghost.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or like any haunted house. Like how fun would it be to be like, oh, you thought that was an animatronic, but actually
it's just me. Yeah. I feel like I'd really like to haunt a theater. Like I know we did our whole episode on our episodes on haunted theaters, but when we were talking when you brought back my memory of my hometown haunted house, I was also thinking about like the basement of our theater that everybody swore was haunted and like don't go down there, blah blah blah. And so I don't know, I feel like it'd be cool to haunt, but like a casual community theater. Is what I would like to haunt.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. What if you like in our old age we become community theater stars and then we also haunt that theater?
We
so then
make sure
like,
we die on the premises.
Yes. Yes.
That's good.
I like it. That's good. I also think like how amazing would it be if you actually can be a ghost and like see your children grow up or like
sweet. That's really that's so sad, but it's true. I feel you. I feel you.
Your grandchildren, I would hope, I guess.
Yeah. All right. We have our last question here, and this is actually from Matt Minichino, who's a playwright in New York and once wrote a witch play for me.
Yes, and Vampire one.
And our vampire play. That's right. That's right. So Matt asks, what is our least favorite horror genre? And within that, sub subgenre, is there anything you do like in it?
Yes.
What's your least favorite? I think I know mine.
I think
what
like
do you, what do you
fortunately werewolf movies?
Oh, interesting. That was surprising.
I know. I don't know. I was trying to think of a better, because honestly, I had such a full circle with Child's Play, where like I would say Child's Play, but now I'm like, I kind of love
it. Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
But genre in general, I feel like that's the one that like I find myself not being drawn to most of the time is werewolf movies, because I'm just like, I don't know, it feels like I pretty much know the deal. I know the whole range, even though I love the werewolf musical that we were working on Once Upon a Time. But like, I think it's just like, yeah, to me, I'm like, eh. But I really like Ginger Snaps, if we count that.
True. Yeah. But that's the thing, right? It's like, but there is going to be something you might like within that genre.
And I love a werewolf transformation. So
yeah,
I don't know.
True. Yeah. Mine are definitely like the things I reach for the least are zombie movies.
Mm-hmm.
Just not really for me. Though I did like The Walking Dead, but once again, like in general.
Yeah.
And like sci-fi horror, anything feels like futuristic or like really technology based, I'm typically not super interested in.
I agree. I'm not a big sci-fi horror person really either.
Yeah.
Which even though like I like Aliens and like I obviously like Sigourney Weaver's Alien too, but not my favorite of like when I want to watch a horror movie. That's probably not what I'm gonna pick.
Exactly. Like I feel like I'm much more interested in like anything paranormal or slashery.
Yep. And vampires.
And vampires. Yeah.
And absolutely. Honestly, I like zombie movies sometimes, but
you do. Yeah, you like zombies more than me, I would say.
Yeah. It's Shaun of the Dead and The Walking Dead. I watched both of them at like a, you know, like high school or something and was like,
yeah. And that's probably part of it too. It's like what started you on horror.
Yeah.
And then like that's kind of probably what you – it's the same thing with like music. Like people always listen to the same music that they listened to when they were young. It's like
that's so interesting. I never really thought about – I mean, I don't want to put words into your mouth. But I feel like probably like vampires and slashers were sort of like how you started. Yeah. Yes.
Definitely.
And it was like definitely
– paranormal stuff.
Yeah. And mine was much more like – zombies and like maybe Nightmare on Elm Street, like that kind of slasher territory, but like not I was so scared of ghost stuff that I like didn't do it. And same with like werewolf stuff, I never really watched it.
Like I think my early movies are like The Ring, The Others, Scream. So it just, it kind of makes sense.
It definitely
does. Anything witchy, I was very interested in witches as a child.
I love it.
And that was our last question.
Amazing. Well, we hope that everyone has the best Halloween ever. I feel like we're finally in like a it's okay to celebrate post-pandemic.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
No, I feel like we're in that place. I mean, I know that's not true everywhere and for everyone.
Exactly.
So totally get that. But I do think I will be going to some Halloween events this year and having a good old time.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
So I guess when we see you again, it'll be into November. But until then, we hope you have some sweet, sweet nightmares on this Halloween night.